Good morning, it's the Coast Coast 106.3 Triple M, waking up at the best part of the world. Tops around 31 degrees today. It's going to be warm. Beautiful sunrise this morning. There's a little bit of cloud around the place. I'm just kind of waiting for Bron to send through that usual, you know, stunning shot that she does when it comes to the sunrises around the Coast Coast. In fact, one bloke who sent one through from the other day, which was stunning, was our member for Coffs Harbour, Andrew Fraser, and he's on the phone this morning. Andrew, good morning.
Morning, Moffy. We have the best sunrises out here at Central Buckamo. It's absolutely God's country out here, and whilst those across the water are always spectacular, seeing them come up with that morning mist that we're getting at the moment is just about unbelievable. Now, you see it and you think, yep, I do live in the best part of the world.
Oh, exactly right, mate. Exactly right. And look, for a lot of people, and I wanted to talk to you about this morning, that live in the northern beaches, up until now it's been probably a little bit difficult getting into Coffs and getting around when it comes to public transport, but some new on-demand buses that'll be rolling out as a trial from the 18th of March, which is what, less than 2 weeks away. But going to places, you know, travelling between Kurindi, Arrawarra, Mulloway and Woolgoolga, and starting from just 4:30 as well for customers.
Well, the idea is, you know, in regional New South Wales, we don't get much in the way of public transport. Normally you are limited to school buses, so if you want to go into town or something, you've got to go in on a school bus, you've got to come home on a school bus. So you're limited in your time, you're limited in how you make doctor's appointments or appointments with other solicitors, accountants, you name it. So this idea, and it's worked successfully in other areas, is to have an on-demand service. So people are utilising it. They need to contact the bus company to find out when and what time they're going, when they're coming back, because you can be absolutely isolated and you might be only 5 or 6 kilometres from Coffs Harbour or from Woolgoolga or whatever. So it's there to try and give people who no longer can drive or don't have a licence or need to get to appointments on time and they don't have 2 vehicles to be able to utilise these services, just to get them to what you or I, who have a vehicle and can get from A to B, regard as normal.
Mm. And I mean, that's the thing. It's something that you do kind of take for granted as well. That website is Whoopi Connect, WOOPIConnect.com.au, and we'll get the phone number on our website as well for that one. But yesterday, Troy Grant was here, and some pretty exciting news for Marine Rescue.
Yeah, day before yesterday was, Moffy. We've had a gaggle of ministers up here. Anyone would think there was an election on. this is $134,000, I think it is, for training surfers to assist people in difficulty in the surf. You often see someone in difficulty, and who's the first person to get there? Someone that's out there surfing. Mm. We saw it up in Byron Bay there a couple of weeks ago, where a bloke was attacked by a shark. It was fellow surfers that actually got him into the shoreline and probably saved his life. So this money's there to help train those people to make sure that those surfers know how to pull someone onto a board and get them into shore. Because whilst we've got fantastic volunteer lifeguards around the place, quite often you'll see beaches where there's good surf break, but you don't have a surf life-saving club or patrol there. So the idea is to have these surfers there as a backup to surf lifesaving. We've got a huge coast. We've got fantastic volunteers out there. It's a good scheme to bolster the opportunities for people that do get in difficulties. And we've seen a spate of drownings here between Christmas and now. If there are people around on the board, they'll be given the opportunity to actually be trained in surf rescue techniques.
Look, the reality is, as much as we say swim between the flags and everything like that, not everyone's ever going to, and they're not going to listen to those suggestions either, are they?
Well, we were talking to people through the week, and someone said to me, you know, quite often, someone coming in from overseas sees a red and yellow flag, and they think it means danger.
Mm.
I had another suggestion, which I think is good, and I'll be writing to council about it, where someone said to me, why don't you just put on top of the signs that are already there in different languages warning people an Achtung or danger sign in red and white large letters above that. Mm. So people can look at it and understand that the best place to swim is between the flags, not to go out to isolated areas where there's no one else.
Yeah.
Because basically everyone that's drowned this year, when you talk to the people involved, they'll say to you, well, they're swimming in the wrong spot. You know, we do have a responsibility. I'm extremely pleased of late you get off the plane coming in from Sydney, and the stewardess has actually warned people about the dangers of the beach and drowning, and saying to them, make sure you're swimming in an area that is patrolled, and you are between the flags. So the airlines are doing their bit, the community is doing their bit, this new scheme is doing a bit, but if we can get it all right, maybe we can, I don't think you'll ever stop drownings, but you can reduce them.
Well, I mean, it's interesting you say about signs. I raised it with the council about signs at Moonee Beach after, obviously, we had, what, four or five people that were killed there over summer. And they said, well, there's already signs. And then when I went to have a look, and it's got obviously your normal signs, but just as you drive into that reserve, and people will notice this when they drive in there, have a look next time. There's a sign that says this beach is not patrolled with the little council logo. Below it, directly below it, is, I think it's bright yellow from memory, a sign which is actually bigger. And it says dogs must remain on their leashes.
So
it's more important, apparently, to know that your dog should be on its leash than it is to know it's an unpatrolled beach.
Yeah, and I think that's where we've got to get the balance right. We've got to make sure that danger signs are put up, or Achtung, as this woman said, it's universal. People understand it. Even though it's German, people understand that Achtung, probably from the Hogan's Heroes days, I don't know.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we need to do more. Yeah, we want these tourists to come here. We don't want a reputation of people drowning.
No, exactly right.
And I mean, you know, the sad part about it was Gurmesh Singh, who's the candidate for Coffs Harbour, he and I were talking to that young fellow that drowned out of Woolgoolga the afternoon before he drowned. And it sends a real chill through your body when you think, gee, less than 24 hours ago, we were actually sitting there chatting to this fellow and his girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean...
You know, it's a very eerie feeling when you realise and know that.
Yeah, how someone's life can change in an instant. Yeah. Hey, Andrew, thanks so much for having a chat this morning, mate. We'll talk again soon, and make sure you keep taking more of those photos of the sunrises at Bukka.
Mate, I will, and soon I'll be able to do them in my retirement.
Exactly. Good on you, mate. We'll chat soon.
Good on you. Thanks, Moffy. You have a great day.
Andrew Fraser, the state member for Coffs Harbour on Triple M, a news update on the way next.